Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm recording this on Monday afternoon. I'm in the Tam Avenue pub here in Dogtown, and my wife Sue and I just had a couple of Louis, two beef patties, provolone cheese, sautéed onions, red and orange bell peppers, and aioli from Max Local Eats. And Sue, how was yours?
Oh my gosh, it was the best burger ever.
And she doesn't say that lightly. We also had the fries. I had the RIP fries. She had the regular fries. Mac, the owner, is here with us. And Mac, why does it taste so good?
The reason the beef is so flavorful, the cows that we buy from a local farm, we dry age the cow after it's harvested at the processor for 4 weeks, the whole cow, and then we turn the whole cow into ground beef. So we don't take a tenderloin, we don't take a short loin, we don't take a rib steak. It all goes into the ground. But that dry aging is what imparts that flavor in the meat itself. And of course we shape it, smash is the fun word, but shape is the real word, to get those crispy edges, which also bring up some flavor. You know, we call that the meat skirt. It's really like fond, almost like the brown bits in the pan. We just don't leave any of them behind, but that's why.
And that's kind of the whole theme of your restaurant, isn't it? That it's all fresh, it's all local, and you make sure it's really good.
Yeah, we try to work with as many farmers as we can. You know, we buy cucumbers for our pickles from such and such farm in the summer when we can get our hands on some good pickles, cucumbers from them. We only buy tomatoes when they're local, heirloom, and in season, which right now they are, so you can put tomato slices on your burgers. We try to work with as many farmers as we can in an effort to source, you know, really high quality raw materials. That's really what we're doing.
So how did you get started with this?
How did I get started? The dry aged beef that we use for the burgers is a product that we sell at Max Local Buys, which is our food distribution / retail shop. When the guys at the bar reached out to me to take over their kitchen, I was sitting on about 400 pounds of dry-aged ground beef, and I'd been making these burgers at my house for about 4 or 5 years because I like smash burgers, and the beef is just delicious. And so that's how it started. I said, well, I guess we're going to smash some cheeseburgers then because we're ready to do that.
But so. You also have, I mean, other some of your sides. I mean, these fries are amazing. I want to get to those here in a minute. But ratatouille and things like that that you might not expect to find at a burger joint.
Yeah. So what we try to do with our, you know, sort of in a sea of meat and grease, we try to have as many seasonal vegetarian or vegan side dishes as we can. And so the specials change every week. It's really what can we get from the farmers? What's in season? And that's how we do that, right? On the front end of the season, we've got a couple farmers that we buy strawberries from, right? Because they grow some really nice heirloom strawberries, the ones you want to eat, right? And we buy a bunch of them, we put them in a little souffle cup, and we sell them as a little side because they're delicious, right? Like they, and then when they're gone, and we move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
But that's the game. Just have some other things outside of burgers and fries that are healthy, because vegetables are delicious, right? Especially when you buy some good ones. And so that's the game we're playing there.
Yeah, we're at Max Local Eats. Mac is here telling us about his secrets. I mentioned the fries. I don't know if you can tell, but I got sweat beads on my forehead from the RIP fries. Tell me about those.
So the rip fries, as we call them, we season the fries. Instead of using salt and pepper with them, we buy the Red Hot Riplet seasoning from Old Vienna, and we put that on the fries instead of salt and pepper. Long time ago, I used it in a dish with some macaroni and cheese, and I thought it would be really nice here, and it turned out it worked out really good. The rip fries are they're delicious, right? Usually, in full disclosure, you should know that that seasoning is 80% sugar. I mean, America, right? Yeah. Like, that's true. That's a true story. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's really good, and every now and then, you know, you got to step out and go for it. So
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, so how long have you been here?
We've been here about 2.5 years.
And you're moving.
And we are moving.
Next week.
We are moving. We have to be out of here by August 31st. So our last day of service is going to be Sunday night, August 25th.
And where are you going?
We're going to, the address is 1821 Cherokee. We'll be inside of Bluewood Brewing Company, which is opening a space, or opening their brewery in what, way back in the day originally was the Lemp Stable building, right at the corner of Cherokee and Lemp. It's been a few things over the years. It was a stable restaurant. It was a restaurant called Table. And now it's going to be Bluewood Brewing and Max Ugly Eats.
Okay. Why are you going to make the move?
What's that?
Why are you going to make the move?
You know, it's bigger kitchen, bigger space, better parking. It's really that simple.
Yeah. Same food.
Same food. Yes. Yes. We will be, we'll have the same menu that we have currently. And we're going to add a few things. We'll have a, like I said, we'll have a little bigger kitchen. It's always been our downfall here, or the thing we struggle with the most, is because our kitchen is so tiny, we don't have a lot of prep space. And we make everything from scratch, and we make all of our own pickles and aiolis and all these things. And we're also really busy during service. And you just end up stepping on people because it's so crowded in the kitchen.
That's Max from Max Local Eats. And again, they're moving here pretty soon. For more information, where do they go?
You can go to our Facebook page, find everything you need.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Mac. And coming up next on Total Information AM, the news.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.